Watch, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel praise Trump for Gaza ceasefire deal, it's important. Credit where credit is due. By Simon Kent on October 14, 2025. Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel are in furious agreement. Both late-night hosts believe President Donald Trump deserves credit and applause for bringing peace to the Middle East. Yes. You read that right. The two addressed the single-story dominating world headlines during their respective monologues on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel Live. Monday evening, giving credit where credit is due to Trump for his momentous Gaza ceasefire deal. But not leaving the matter without a few snide jabs at the Republican president, The Wrap reports. Specifically, Colbert, who was off last week, said he missed a doozy of a time frame, mentioning everything from Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl album getting mixed reviews to the government shutdown. Then the matter of Trump's peace deal was addressed. It's less, we didn't start the fire and more everything's on fire, Colbert noted before addressing events of the past 7 days. There is some good news out there because, today, thanks to Trump's newly brokered ceasefire in Gaza, all living Israeli hostages and almost 2,000 Palestinian prisoners have been released. It's important. Credit where credit is due, Donald Trump did something good. Colbert hastened to then ask his producers offstage, are we still canceled? Are you sure? I tried. Kimmel used his own monologue to embrace a similar theme of shock and awe at Trump's manifest achievement. What a day for Donald Trump. You know what? He finally did something positive today and I want to give him credit for it. 'Cause I know he is not the type to take credit for himself. While we're only in the first phase of what will undoubtedly be a long and tricky process, the fact is the bombing has stopped. The hostages have been released, Kimmel added, before continuing and ending with a swipe at Trump. And Trump deserves some of the praise for that. So, I know it sounds crazy to say but, good work on that one, President Trump. Now maybe you can not invade Portland. Just an idea. As Breitbart News reported, Trump and about 24 world leaders displayed robust unity at the Middle East peace signing ceremony Monday regarding the first phase of a historic peace agreement between Israel and the Hamas terrorist group. Trump, along with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, Emir of Qatar Tamim bin Hamad al-Thani, and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, signed the documents in Sharm el-Sheikh hours after Trump gave a powerful speech to the Knesset in Tel Aviv. World leaders, including Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, French President Emmanuel Macron, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, and many more, looked on as the four leaders signed the documents to bring war. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.